Hello, and welcome to GCSE Computer Science Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fundamental topics in your OCR J277 specification, the Central Processing Unit, or CPU. This is topic 1.1 in systems architecture, and it's absolutely crucial for your exam success. The CPU is often called the brain of the computer, and understanding how it works will help you answer questions worth significant marks in paper 1. Today, we'll explore the key components inside the CPU, walk through the famous fetch-execute cycle step-by-step, and discuss what affects CPU performance. By the end of this episode, you'll have a crystal-clear understanding of how the program counter, memory address register, memory data register, and accumulator all work together to process instructions. So grab your notes and let's get started. Let's begin with the architecture of the CPU itself. OCR assesses your knowledge of the von Neumann model, which means you need to know specific components and registers by name. First, the control unit, or CU. Think of this as the traffic controller of the CPU. Its job is to coordinate everything by sending control signals to other components. It tells the ALU when to perform calculations, tells registers when to move data, and manages the timing of the entire fetch-execute cycle. Remember, the control unit doesn't process data itself, it directs operations. Next, the arithmetic logic unit, or ALU. This is where the actual work happens. The ALU performs all arithmetic operations like addition and subtraction, and all logical operations like comparing values or performing Boolean logic. The results of these calculations are temporarily stored in a special register called the accumulator. It's vital to remember that the accumulator holds intermediate results, not just any data. Now, cache memory. This is a small amount of very fast memory located inside or very close to the CPU. Cache stores frequently used instructions and data, so the CPU doesn't have to fetch them from the much slower main memory, or RAM, every time. OCR expects you to know that cache is faster than RAM and that larger cache sizes generally improve performance. Let's talk about the four key registers you must know for your exam. The program counter, or PC, holds the memory address of the next instruction to be executed. Notice I said next, not current. This is a common mistake students make. The PC always points ahead to what's coming next. The memory address register, or MARE, holds the address of the memory location that is currently being read from or written to. Think of it as the CPU saying, I need to access this specific location in memory. The memory data register, or MDR, holds the actual data or instruction that has been fetched from memory, or data that is about to be written to memory. So the MAR says where, and the MDR says what. Finally, the accumulator, which we mentioned earlier, it's a special register in the ALU that stores intermediate results during calculations. If you're adding three numbers together, the accumulator holds the running total. Now, the fetch-execute cycle, this is the heartbeat of the CPU, and OCR loves to ask you to describe it in detail. Let's break it down step by step. Step 1, fetch. The address stored in the program counter is copied to the memory address register. Then, the CPU fetches the instruction from that memory address and places it into the memory data register. Finally, the program counter is incremented by 1, so it points to the next instruction. Step 2, decode. The instruction in the memory data register is passed to the control unit, which decodes it. Decoding means the control unit figures out what operation needs to be performed and which components are involved. Step 3, execute. The control unit sends signals to the appropriate components to carry out the instruction. This might involve the ALU performing a calculation, data being moved between registers, or data being written to memory. Then the cycle repeats. Fetch, decode, execute, over and over, billions of times per second. Exam tips and common mistakes. Let's talk about how to maximize your marks in the exam. First, always use the correct register names. Don't write the CPU fetches the instruction. Instead, write the address in the program counter is copied to the memory address register, and the instruction is fetched from memory into the memory data register. Examiners are looking for precise terminology. Second, when describing the fetch-execute cycle, don't forget to mention that the program counter is incremented. This is worth a mark, and students often miss it. Third, be careful with performance questions. If a question asks about the effect of doubling the number of cores, don't just say, it doubles the speed. Examiners want you to acknowledge that software must be designed for parallel processing, and not all tasks can be split across multiple cores. You'll get credit for showing this understanding. Fourth, for embedded systems, always link the definition to the context. Don't just say a small computer. Say a computer system with a dedicated function that is part of a larger mechanical or electrical system, and then apply it to the scenario like a washing machine controller or a car's engine management system. Fifth, remember that cache is faster than RAM, not bigger. Students sometimes confuse size with speed. Cache is small but fast. Let's test your knowledge with a quickfire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer out loud. Question 1. What does the program counter hold? Answer. The address of the next instruction to be executed. Question 2. What is the role of the control unit? Answer. To send control signals that coordinate the movement of data around the CPU. Question 3. Name the register that holds intermediate results of calculations. Answer. The accumulator. Question 4. What are the three stages of the fetch-execute cycle? Answer. Fetch, decode, execute. Question 5. Why is cache memory faster than RAM? Answer. Because it is located closer to the CPU and uses faster technology. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's recap. The CPU contains the control unit, which coordinates operations, and the ALU, which performs calculations. The 4 key registers are the program counter, memory address register, memory data register, and accumulator. The fetch execute cycle has 3 stages: fetch, where the instruction is retrieved, decode, where the control unit interprets it, and execute, where the operation is carried out. Remember to use precise terminology in your exam answers, especially the register names. Don't forget to increment the program counter in your fetch execute descriptions. And when discussing performance, consider whether software can actually use multiple cores. This topic is worth around 10 to 15 marks in paper 1, so mastering it is essential. Practice drawing the fetch execute cycle diagram and make sure you can explain each register's role in your own words. Thanks for listening to GCSE Computer Science Essentials. Keep practicing, stay focused, and you'll do brilliantly in your exam. Good luck.